Sir, are you all right in there? No, sir. It's just that you've been in the changing room for a while, and I wanted to make sure you were okay. Are you sure you're okay? Look, I'm not sure I believe you. I'm coming in. There you are. You look all right. But why are your pants around your ankles? And why do you have a pile of clothing in your lap? What exactly are you doing in here? No, you are not trying on clothing. You were masturbating, weren't you? Sir, this is a nice store. Inappropriate behavior is not welcome here. Stop making excuses. Pull that pile of clothing off your lap now. Do it, or I'll call security. God, I knew it. And you've got a pair of panties wrapped around it. I hope you know that you're going to buy those. Stop apologizing. Your behavior is disgusting. It's pretty hard, isn't it? What were you fantasizing about with those panties wrapped around your cock? Me? God, that's so gross. You're sitting in this changing room with a pair of panties off the rack, fantasizing about me. If you thought that was supposed to be flattering, you're an idiot. Stop apologizing, pervert. If you cared what anyone thought, you'd be doing this disgusting behavior at home instead of in a public store. I guess we're going to have to do something about this. I think punishment is in order. I think you should continue masturbating as I watch. I don't care if you're embarrassed, pervert. Pull those panties off your cock and start jerking off. Now. What? You don't want an attractive woman to watch you masturbate. I was the one you were fantasizing about, right? So now you get to have the object of your fantasy right here, watching your hand moving up and down your cock. Isn't that better than fantasizing? Now do it. Jerk it. There we go. Good boy. Still pretty hard, isn't it? I guess you really are a pervert. Getting caught doesn't even slow you down. Maybe you even like being caught, pervert. What the fuck are you doing? Masturbating. You call that masturbating? No, stop playing games. Do I really have to instruct you how to masturbate your own cock? Wrap your hand around it. Low. Good. Now slide it up to the tip and drag it back down again. Tighter. Grip it tighter. There you go. Now start with slow strokes up to the head. Yeah. Like that. Good boy. You can't keep your eyes off me, can you? I just shudder to think what a sort of dirty, disgusting fantasies you're having about me. God. Maybe about me getting down on my knees and sucking that disgusting thing until you come in my mouth and face. Or maybe me bending over and flipping up my dress right here in this room and fucking me from behind as other people try on clothes in the changing room around us. Dream on, pervert. Looks harder than before. I think you should stop stroking and tease the ridge of your cockhead with your thumb. Do it, pervert. Does that feel good? That look on your face says it does. You have no shame, do you? strangers watching you masturbate and making fun of you, and you just sit there and shiver and try to bite back moans as if they're completely normal. Are you still fantasizing about me? Yeah? I guess you can imagine it's my hand on your cock if you want. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Teasing the head of your shaft with my fingers, staring into your eyes submissively, as if. Go back to stroking a pervert. You can keep staring at me if you want, like I could stop you anyways. You're so gross. Looks like your cock is leaking. But I bet it needs more lubrication. Hold out your hand. Hold it out. You know, some people think spitting on someone is a pretty big insult. And that's how I meant it, pervert. But why don't you use it to lubricate yourself? Get that cock all slick with my spit. That's about as close as you're ever going to get to having it in my mouth. There you go. Now, a bit faster. Good boy. I bet you're hoping I drop the bitchy talk and actually do give in. Turn all submissive. Dropping to my knees so I can envelop your shaft in my hot, sexy mouth. Fucking it with my lips and tongue until you explode against them. Filling my mouth with your hot, salty, yummy, delicious cum. I'm a modern woman, not a sex-deprived cow. God, you men. And look at you. That type of talk gets you off, doesn't it? Or maybe it's me mocking you that gets you off. Do you like dominant women, pervert? I bet you like the way I'm treating you. You like being called a pervert and disgusting and shameful and gross. Yeah, I think you do. Look at your cock. It's as hard as a rock and leaking everywhere. Are you getting close? You are, aren't you? I can't believe you're violating me like this, using me. A normal girl who works in a department store. For your demented pleasure. I feel so violated. Well, you might as well get it over with. I want you to come. I want you to keep teasing your cock. Stroke it for me and come. Yeah, good boy. No, wait, stop. Grab those panties. Yeah, the ones you were jerking off with. I want you to come on them. You can imagine they're mine if you want. Maybe after this I'll take them and put them on for you. Come on. Show me how much of a pervert you really are. Come for me. Come on my panties. Do it. Come. Come on them. Yes, look at that. You're coming everywhere. God, that's so fucking disgusting. You've covered them in sperm. Clean your cock off. Get every last drop on those panties. Good boy. Now, get the fuck up. Pull up your pants. And get the fuck out of this changing room. You're going to take those panties up to the register at the front of the store and buy them. No, I'm not taking them. Why the fuck would I want a pair of cum-covered panties? Because I said I might wear them? Dream on, pervert. No, you're going to take them up and buy them. And I'm going to follow you up. And if you don't, I will call security. And wouldn't that be fun? Public indecency at a department store. Now move.